I am the Ascended Master Archangel Michael, and I come to open this beautiful gathering of beautiful beings in this beautiful nation. I, Director, the Messenger, to shake your hands individually to signal that you individually are all important. There is no way to bring the golden age into manifestation without the individual. The golden age will not be brought in an unconscious manner, and therefore you need to recognize that although there is a collective consciousness, the collective consciousness cannot transcend itself collectively. Only the individual can transcend itself. And only when enough individuals transcend themselves can the collective consciousness be raised. What will it take to bring the golden age into manifestation, not only in Korea, but in Asia? It will take that there is a shift in mindset, a shift that goes very, very deep into the collective consciousness of Asia. What do you see when you look at the history of Asia, Korea, China, Japan, many other nations that you have today? When you look into the past, you see that there has been a tendency for the state or the whole to be seen as being far more important than the individual. In fact, there has been a tendency to see the individual as not being important at all, except maybe with the exception of a few leaders who have been seen as important. But for the vast majority of the population, the individual has been nothing, and the whole or the state has been everything. This is not the golden age mindset. It is not the golden age matrix. For as I said, only the individual can bring forth new ideas. And it is new ideas that are the foundation for the golden age. We have explained to you that there are four levels of the material universe, and that anything manifest in the physical world starts as an idea in the identity realm, then brought into the mental realm, then brought into the emotional, and finally into the physical. There are, of course, manifestations that you see today that were not brought forth this way, for they were brought forth from a lower level. They were brought forth by fallen beings, by dark forces in the physical or in the emotional or even in the mental and lower identity realms. These ideas did not originate in the ascended realm as true ideas do. They were brought forth and created in the manifest world. It is important for you to realize that it is not possible to bring forth a golden age unless you receive the Golden Age matrix, the Golden Age ideas, the Golden Age vision from the ascended realm. This is because that which originates in this world cannot transcend its own vibration, its own consciousness. If it had been possible, then the world, planet Earth, would long ago have ascended to a higher level of consciousness. This is why the ascended masters are an essential part of bringing forth the Golden Age. There can be no Golden Age without the ascended masters. It is not possible, or it would already have happened. As you can clearly see, the lower consciousness can only bring division and more division, and it can only uphold that division, as you see, as symbolized in the division in Korea, but also in the division you see so many other places on this planet. We have talked about the duality consciousness that is based on the illusion that you are separated from God. You have free will to experiment with this consciousness in order to experience what it is like. But in order to free yourself from that consciousness, there is only one way. You must go so far into the divisions of the duality consciousness that you have had enough of division, enough of conflict, and you long for something more. And when you long for something more, when you ask for something more, then the only way to manifest that more is to reach for the ascended masters. This is not said in any prideful or artificial way. You have all been programmed to believe that you need the elite here on Earth, and behind them, the elite of the dark forces and fallen beings in the other levels. But we of the ascended masters are not an elite. We are not here to control you or to manipulate you. We are here only to set you free. The fallen beings do not want to set you free. And that is why they can only magnify division until it becomes so extreme that it either destroys itself or causes people to say, we want more than this. The ascended masters, therefore, are in no way seeking to control you. We are here only to offer you our service when you decide that you are willing to be free, you are willing to come up higher, you are willing to be more. We do not in any way force ourselves upon you, and that is why you have seen so many manifestations on Earth that have led to conflict and warfare. Look at any continent on Earth. Look here in Asia. Look into the past and see how many conflicts there have been, how many conquests, how many attempts to take over other people, to take over other nations, other areas, and to go further and further towards establishing a one world nation that is dominated by a small elite. Why, my beloved, has there never been such an empire where one central leadership controlled the entire world? Surely the Chinese people have attempted to establish this, as have the Romans, as did the Soviets, as have many of other empires in the world. Why have none succeeded? Because the duality consciousness makes this impossible. It can only create division, and the division becomes more and more extreme until people begin to wake up and say, we have had enough. We will no longer follow these dualistic leaders. We want a different form of leadership. That is when we of the Ascended Masters can offer you a different form of leadership that is not a centralized leadership. For we do not work with a centralized structure, especially not in the Aquarian Age. We do not need to have a centralized structure on Earth as long as we have people who can tune into us individually in their own hearts and minds. We have no desire to set up any person or any small group of people as a ruling elite on Earth. We have no desire to give a monopoly to any person or any group of people, for of course you see what this has led to in the past, where there have always been the formation of a small elite who attempted to take over any new idea that were brought forth from our level. You see this very clearly in Christianity with the emergence of the Catholic Church, who, as we have explained many times, perverted the original teachings of Jesus and used them to justify a political institution that had only one purpose, and that was centralized control. What was the basis for this control? That there is only one person, namely the Pope, who is the vicar of Christ. There is only one person who is the mediator between the Ascended Masters and the people. Of course, the Catholic Church does not even mention Ascended Masters, but the idea is the same. There is a heavenly realm, but only the Pope can communicate with that realm. This, of course, is not the Aquarian Age model, which is why we have never presented this messenger as having the exclusive right or sponsorship to communicate with the Ascended Masters, and he has no desire to present himself that way either. And so you see, the golden age that Saint Germain envisions for Korea and Asia will not be brought about from a centralized point. It will be brought about through many individuals who get their individual ideas, but it can be greatly reinforced if those individuals can develop a sense of community consciousness, a sense of all being part of the same movement, where you individually work with us, the Ascended Masters, but you also can work together in the Omega realm, work together horizontally. You have already seen here a proof of what can be accomplished when individuals work together to come together in a group. There is great value in a gathering like this because you, by coming together, multiply the effort greatly. The decree you just gave to me was multiplied exponentially by the fact that you all gave it together. And so it is with anything you do together in a spirit of harmony and cooperation. You see that what has been attempted to be achieved in the past by the fallen beings is that they have attempted to destroy individuality to the point where no one dared to stand out from the crowd. Everyone was brought up to have a certain role, a certain station in society. Everyone was programmed to do the tasks that were defined by their role and to never do anything more than what they were programmed to do. This is not individuality, my beloved. Certainly, in order to do something together, you need to cooperate. And sometimes there is no room for individual expression when you are together. But there is still room for individual expression in many ways when you cooperate in a spirit of harmony that is beyond division. This is what you have already demonstrated the ability to do. Those of you who are here, those of you who are part of your vigils to give invocations and decrees and study the teachings, you have demonstrated this willingness to come together and to grow together. This is what we look for. We are not looking for you in Asia to start manifesting the kind of individualism that you so often see in the West, where the individualism has become a dead end for many people, where they are not seeking to develop their divine individuality, but their human individuality. This can become, for many, a lifelong quest that eats up all of their attention, all of their effort, but it does not lead to true spiritual growth. Neither does it, of course, lead to spiritual growth if you do what so many people in Asia have done and submit yourself to tradition, to family, to society. If you are just living your life almost as a robot, doing what is expected of you by others, then you are not expressing individuality either. So again, as with everything else, there is a middle way, a golden middle way that leads to the golden age consciousness. I would like you to envision that it had been winter, and you had all come here with a big overcoat. And naturally, before you entered this room, you would have left the overcoat outside. And so when you look at yourselves and each other, you do not see yourself with this overcoat. You see yourselves in your indoor clothing. When I look at you, I do not see the overcoat that you are all wearing. I see you as you really are. What is the overcoat that you are all wearing? It is all of the things that were put on you as you were growing up, by your family, by your society, by your school, by the media, by the government. All of these outside influences have caused you to take on an outer personality. You who are from this nation of Korea have grown up in your particular culture. I am not saying that there is anything particularly wrong with the culture, whether it be Korea or any other nation on earth. Each nation has a certain culture that is innocent because it is individual to that nation. But each nation also has aspects of the culture that limit the expression of your spiritual individuality. And this is what I want you to start thinking about. This is the overcoat that is weighing you down because it is heavy and it restricts your movement. You know what will happen if you all were wearing a big winter coat in this warm room. You would start to become very hot. You would start to sweat. Your body would feel uncomfortable. And pretty soon, your attention would be drawn from listening to my words to being so focused on your bodily discomfort that all of your energy was spent inside that overcoat. There was no attention going to the outside. You were so focused on how hot you were, how uncomfortable it was, how you couldn't move, how you wanted to throw this off, but you feel like you can't throw it off. And so do you see how many people have been brought up with this cultural overcoat that makes them so focused on themselves, their own psychology, their own situation, and they are so completely focused on this that it eats up all of their attention. And they never have any attention left over for wondering, who am I as a spiritual being? What is my divine plan that I chose before I came into this embodiment? And so, the teachings we have given through this messenger are designed specifically to help all of you, whether you are from Korea or any other nation, begin to gradually throw off this heavy overcoat of your cultural upbringing. And this will help you gradually discover your true divine individuality that I see, but that many of you do not yet see. It will also help you discover the divine plan that each one of you made before you came into embodiment. What I am saying here, my beloved, is that you may see yourselves as Koreans, but I do not see you as Koreans. I see you as spiritual beings who have had an existence that goes very far back in time. Most of you who are open to these teachings have embodied many, many times on Earth, even before there was a nation of Korea, even in past ages that are not known to history today. And therefore, you are spiritual beings. You are neither Koreans or Americans or Chinese or Russians or whatever. You are spiritual beings. Why are you in Korea in this lifetime? Why have many of you been embodying in Korea for several lifetimes? It is because in between embodiments, when you had the greater clarity that allowed you to choose your divine plan, you chose that you wanted to embody here in this lifetime, and you had various purposes for this. One aspect of your divine plan is your personal growth, and you felt that, given who you were, given where you were at in your growth, this could be fulfilled very well here in this nation. But another aspect of your divine plan is what you wanted to bring not only to the nation of Korea, but to the earth in an erasing up of the earth in general. Many of you have been aware of Saint Germain for some time, and at inner levels you decided that you wanted to help bring forth his golden age. And so you chose to embody here. But what happens to all who come into embodiment is that, of course, you forget your divine plan, because the density of being in the body and suddenly seeing life through the four lower bodies makes it very difficult to remember your divine plan. And what we desire for all of you is, of course, that you rediscover your divine plan. You get that intuitive knowing that is beyond the intellect and certainly beyond any outer influence, of knowing who you are, why you are here, what your gift is, what you came here to bring. When you do this, you will find great freedom. You will find great joy. You will also find that you begin to see how your divine plan works well with, fits in with, supplements the divine plan of others. My beloved, we have too many times seen an ascended master teaching that gave rise to an organization where people came together and with their outer minds they thought that they had come together to serve the ascended masters. But what you saw was the many different power plays that were playing out between individuals. This is what we know, that you have the potential to overcome. You do not manifest a golden age by repeating the patterns of the past. And there have been so many power plays in the past, both in the world and in ascended master organizations. And that is why that is why we have given such extensive teachings on the ego and on human psychology, so that you have the tools to rise above this and to truly unite in a common goal and a common vision. My beloved, many of you chose to embody in Korea because there is a great potential for Korea showing an example of how you can transcend the duality consciousness and truly manifest the golden age consciousness. Few nations in the world today are more divided than Korea between North and South. When you look at this division from the normal human level of awareness, it may seem as if it is impossible to overcome this division. You see the attitude of the North, the leadership of the North, even many among the people of the North who have been brought up, programmed, brainwashed to see you as enemies, even though many of you are related to these people. But they see you as enemies because they have been brought up to see you this way. And the fanaticism that has been programmed into them may seem to be so deep, so radical, that how could it ever be overcome? But you will remember that Jesus said, with men this is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. I, Archangel Michael, when I look at the Korean Peninsula, I do not see division. I see only one Korea and one people. For I see that what the people in the North have been programmed with is also just an overcoat that temporarily covers over their inner beings. My beloved, you are the people who were attuned to Saint Germain and who chose to embody in South Korea in this embodiment. Do you think that you are the only people attuned to Saint Germain who chose to embody in Korea? Do you not realize that there were also people who are attuned to Saint Germain but who chose to embody in North Korea precisely in order to help bring forth the shift in the collective consciousness that will make it impossible for a leadership to hold on to their power. I know it may seem impossible, but if someone had told you in 1990 that within a year the Soviet Union would have collapsed, would you have believed them? They would have been labeled as madmen. And yet you saw how this conglomerate of the Soviet Union suddenly faded away and gave way for something new. This can happen in North Korea as well. And I will tell you that the more impossible it may seem from the human level, the closer it is from the spiritual level. You chose to embody in South Korea because your nation is the more free of the two. And so you have the potential to hold the spiritual balance for the people in North Korea to be awakened from the programming they have been subjected to, so that they can remember who they are. They can remember why they embodied in North Korea in this lifetime. And thereby, they can accept who they are and accept their potential to stand up and say, no more. You, of course, can also stand up and say no more. But in order to do this, what must you do? You must overcome the duality consciousness so you are not divided within yourselves and not divided amongst yourselves. The more you can come into unity here in the South, the more of an impact you will have, the more of a magnetic pull you will create. My beloved, the leaders, the military of North Korea, may have attempted to turn their nation into a fortress where no one can leave and no one can enter. But the physical fortifications they have created are physical. And although there are, of course, dark forces behind the leaders in North Korea who have attempted to create fortifications in the emotional, mental, and identity realms, I can assure you that those fortifications are no match for the Ascended Masters. We can clear away all the obstacles in the identity, mental, and emotional realms. But we need the authority to do so, and we get the authority from you who are in embodiment in South Korea and who can make the calls as you have already been making the calls. The calls you have been given over these last few years have had a tremendous impact in allowing us to clear these fortifications, these walls, these barriers in the identity, mental, and emotional realms. My beloved, there is nothing impossible for me. I am Archangel Michael. The word impossible does not exist in my vocabulary. I did not say the word impossible. For I cannot use that word. It is impossible for me to use the word impossible. It was only your ears who heard impossible. For I can only talk about what is possible. I can only see what is possible. For everything is possible with the power that I embody for this planet. There is no force on earth that can withstand the power of Archangel Michael. This I know for I have demonstrated it so many times. Therefore, when you make the calls, when you authorize me to use that power, I can and I will clear away all barriers in the emotional, in the mental, in the identity realms. And when those barriers are cleared away, you will begin to see breakthroughs in the physical. In fact, you're already beginning to see breakthroughs in the physical in North Korea, but you do not know what is happening because it is, of course, being denied and kept hidden by the regime. But there are many more things happening at the physical level in North Korea that you are aware of. I, of course, see all, and therefore I know what is happening. With more calls, with more unity, more will happen. My beloved, I am Archangel Michael. I see only one Korea, a free Korea. It is not a matter of if Korea will be united. It is only a matter of when. And I tell you, the powers in North Korea will not be able to delay this for as long as most people think. It is closer than you think. And when you do your part, it can move closer still. I will not give you a time, for it would either give you false hope or discourage you. And I wish you to keep an open mind that this unification of Korea is moving closer and closer to physical manifestation. I want you to see how the Golden Age matrix for a united Korea is already in the identity realm, is already beginning to move into the mental, is already beginning to move into the emotional, and therefore is constantly coming closer and closer to physical manifestation. I want you to feel every time you give a decree, every time you give an invocation, I want you to feel and visualize how the Golden Age matrix is dropping deeper and deeper down around you until you individually are standing in that Golden Age matrix, for it is manifest where you are. And as it is manifest right here, physically, where I am speaking these words. And therefore, I seal you in the gratitude of an archangel, in the gratitude for you coming together and allowing me to be who I am in a more physical manifestation than I can normally do. For I, of course, have ultimate respect for the law of free will. Therefore, my gratitude and my sealing of your entire being in the blue flame protection of Archangel Michael.